For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's estimated that fewer than 30 people turned out for the Unite the Right rally in Washington, D.C. Police escorted the few that did show up past thousands of angry counter-protesters after their short rally. Brian Todd says there was a scuffle between Antifa, anti-fascist demonstrators, and law enforcement.
When they moved over there, there was a confrontation with police where tear gas was fired on them. A couple of the protesters slightly injured in the streets being tended to with their eyes.
In Charlottesville, Virginia, where Heather Heyer was killed at a white nationalist rally last year, 4 people have been arrested. We've heard what Richard Russell said before he died while crashing the plane he stole from Seattle's SeaTac International Airport. Investigators hope to learn more from the flight data recorder that was recovered from the aircraft's wreckage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
41 people have been sickened from McDonald's salads contaminated with a parasite a week after the last update, raising the total number of illnesses to more than 400. Laboratory analysis confirmed 436 cases of the parasite infection called cyclospora reported in people who consumed salads at McDonald's in 51 states. The cases mostly stem from restaurant locations in the Midwest, with 219 cases in Illinois alone. The FDA is investigating the outbreak. American Brooks Koepka held off a challenge from Tiger Woods to win the PGA Championship by 2 strokes. Charlie Reimer with the call.
Ball on its way, tracking towards the hole, dying just in front of it, and he'll tap that. He'll mark that, rather, before he taps in and wins the PGA Championship. In fact, actually, he'll go ahead. The man is made for majors.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A Wisconsin woman is dead after getting an infection from a bacteria found in her dog's saliva. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Sharon Larson and her husband had recently adopted a new puppy, but when it nipped her, a small cut would prove fatal. Sharon began having flu-like symptoms, and she died just 2 days after being hospitalized. Doctors say the bacteria is a normal element in pets' systems, but for humans over 40 or those who've had their spleens removed or those with weak immune systems, well, they have a higher chance of falling gravely ill from it. But Dr. Sylvia Munoz-Price says there's no worry that an epidemic will happen from this bacteria.
We are exposed to many, many, many organisms every day, and most of us, the majority, 99.999% of people, never get infections.
It is the same bacteria that caused another Milwaukee area man to have his legs and forearms amputated earlier this summer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
He's a pro at eating hot dogs, but not so much at eating cheese. USA's Rick Vincent has the story.
Joey Chestnut is well known for eating a lot of Nathan's hot dogs, but eating cheese curds at the Wisconsin State Fair? Not so good with a third place finish.
No excuses. I just was slow. I didn't find a fast rhythm. I didn't hit my technique was a little bit slow. If they have me back next year, I'm going to find a faster way to eat them. There's nothing worse than getting third.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.